Welcome back to the IBD Dietitian Podcast. My name is Nicole, and I'm a registered dietitian with Crohn's disease. I am recording this while driving, so I don't know how the audio is going to come out, but I started a new job. I am all over the place. It's very overwhelming, but I had a couple thoughts after working with a client last night, and that is why it's so helpful to work with a dietitian or any other healthcare professional that is qualified in diet, in Crohn's disease diets, as you're following one. Because you can look at the paperwork and you can look at recipes and you can say, okay, I understand the principles of the diet. I understand what I can and cannot have. Here's a couple of recipes on this website. I'm going to follow this diet. But here's what's missing when you go off on your own, is that if you get bored with the diet and you're not sure if you can add something in, you know, you could go to Google and you could type it in, like, is mustard okay? And Google is going to give you all the horror stories. And it's going to say that, you know, no, you can't have mustard because it's full of X, Y, or Z, whether that's true or not. And as an expert in these diets and what is beneficial for somebody with Crohn's and what is not beneficial or even harmful with somebody with Crohn's, is that I myself know the research behind it. And I understand that, okay, the Crohn's disease exclusion diet excludes vinegar because, right? And with that specific example, some vinegars have Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is a yeast that a lot of people with Crohn's react to. Their immune system reacts to yeast, so you should eliminate it from your diet, okay? And the same thing with phase two of the diet, it allows bread, but you don't want to have a yeast-containing bread. You may forget that or not fully realize it as somebody on your own following this diet. So you're going to start incorporating store-bought Wonder Bread and wonder why your symptoms are getting worse, right? But with some expert helping you, they will help guide you and say, no, 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 you need to eat a sourdough bread that's made in a bakery from sourdough starter, not yeast, or make your own soda bread, those kinds of things. That's one of the reasons why it is critical, really, to work with an expert. Number two is you can follow these diets and still be severely nutrient deficient. So you could follow these diets and not be getting enough vitamin D or zinc or iron, and not getting the micronutrients that you need, your body's not going to be able to heal. So that's another reason why it's imperative to work with a professional to make sure that you are getting what you need, so you can heal, get in remission, and relieve your symptoms. And then with the other example of whether or not you can liberalize the diet, there are so many opportunities to add foods to these diets, because as the researchers are creating the diets, and as doctors get involved and they design these diets and they preach these diets, honest to God, they are making these diets as easy as possible to follow. They think that people want a diet and will follow a diet as long as it's easy. And I personally have had these conversations with researchers and doctors saying, well, but shouldn't we liberalize the diet as much as possible? And they're like, no, 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 it'll get too confusing. If you tell people that they can have yogurt, but they can't have any additives or added sugar or excess sugar, or make sure there's no polysorbate in it, it's too confusing. So we'll just tell them they can't have yogurt at all. But here's my beef with that. First of all, eating yogurt in your diet can bring so much quality of life. There's so many things that you can do with yogurt, you know, like whether it's adding it to a smoothie to make it smoother and creamier, or using it as like a chicken marinade in like a Mediterranean dish, or making a dip out of it. But the other flip side of that is yogurt is full of probiotics and it's full of protein and calcium and vitamin D. And it's like all of those things, they're super easy to get in a cup of yogurt or just adding it to a food dish that you're eliminating, because you don't want to tell people that they have to read an ingredients list because that's too hard. It's almost condescending, because I know that you guys are super smart and you're super interested in taking care of your health, because I'm one of you and I've worked with a lot of you, so I understand it. But they are putting you way down low as if you're like a fifth grader, And they're saying, oh, just eat these things and you'll be fine. It's like, we don't want to live that way. We want to have the best life experience possible. And that's why we're on this journey. And that's why we're trying to figure out what we can and cannot eat to feel the best. But we still want to enjoy food, right? And we want to maximize our nutrients the best and easiest way possible without severely limiting and restricting our diets. So that, to me, is the number one reason why it's important to work with an expert who really understands the science behind it. You know, like why berries are limited, you know, and it's because of the type of fiber. You know, certain sodas may be allowed. One thing that really surprised me is on the specific carbohydrate diet, aspartame is allowed. And there isn't much research on, there are certain artificial sweeteners that will kill your microbiome and totally destroy you. And then there's other ones where they haven't found that yet, you know? So those little tiny nuances that really make a world of a difference to understand so that you really can add the most, you know? And then another side of this is, you know, you have a party and your family's making food, what's okay to eat, what's not, you know, and quantities too. There are certain things like tomato is restricted a little bit on the CDED, especially in phase 1 and 2, you can only have a certain portion. And part of that comes from the fact that a lot of people don't tolerate certain FODMAPs. So the FODMAPs is a whole other like ball game and it's totally confusing. There's so many moving parts and pieces, but the idea with the FODMAPs is there could be a particular FODMAP, which is one of the starches, that you don't tolerate, but only in certain quantities. So maybe you can have a little bit of it every day, but if you were to go hog wild and eat a bunch every day, you'd be in pain. So that's why they restrict certain quantities. And if you find that you're doing okay with a particular food, even though it says a limited quantity, you may be able to increase it, you know, and have more of it. And then again, liberalizing and opening up your world and your quality of life. So these are just a couple thoughts that I have. This is a very quick episode here, but I just wanted to share these thoughts. I thought it was really, really important to get that out to you that, you know, these diets don't have to be followed based on what's on the paper. There are many, many options. There are many ways to liberalize and add more to your life and be able to live more like a normal person, enjoy your food, and enjoy your health. So if you have questions, if you do want to work with me, I have my website, www.wakenutrition.net. You can apply for a call with me there. Or if you want to join me over on Instagram, my handle is NicoleWakeRD. Follow me over there. Follow me for some more content, some more ideas, tips, tricks, science-backed facts. And feel free anytime to drop me a DM, whether it's a quick question, whether you want to set up a call with me. I love to hop on calls and just talk with people one-on-one. The initial call is completely free, so don't be afraid, you know, to jump on a call with me and just chat. It's great, valuable advice personalized to your situation, and you don't want to pass that up. So I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.